Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We could start with his idea to have a lunar colony that would mine minerals from the moon. I'm not in favor of spending that kind of money to do that.
The only reason you didn't become a career politician is you lost to Teddy Kennedy in 1994.
While he was earning a lot of money from Freddie Mac, I was fighting over a decade to try to explain to people where the housing bubble was coming from. So Freddie Mac gets bailed out by the taxpayer. So in a way, Newt, I think you probably got some of our taxpayers' money.
You just heard Newt Romney is also with Obama on the issue of the payroll extension. So if you want a difference, Michelle Bachmann is the proven conservative.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick. And you're certainly wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business.
Now, there's a kind of an overview of the GOP debate this weekend, some of the highlights anyway. That's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show Monday, and a review of what's been on the Sunday morning talk programs on television, plus the debate. There are people who are questioning. I was just looking at a Yahoo article. There are some strong reactions to the wager that Mitt Romney laid down at the GOP debate. Was he overboard or not? What do you think? 800-510-8255. We'll examine all of these things, along with those who are in the GOP race. Hopefully we'll get to as many people as we can who are in the chase, as it were. We'll start with Chris Wallace talking to Rick Perry about the reaction he had to Mitt Romney's $10,000 bet.
What did you think when Mitt Romney made or offered a $10,000 bet on something in his book?
Yeah, well, I was taken a little aback. I'm driving out to the station this morning. I'm pretty sure I didn't drive by a house that anyone in Iowa would even think about that a $10,000 bet was possible. So a little out of touch with the normal Iowa citizen. But the issue of individual mandates is still at the center here. And Mitt can deny this as many times as he wants, but in his first book, hardcover of No Apologies, he clearly stated that individual mandates should be the model for this country. And then he took that out of the book in the paperback. That's the fact. And even a $10,000 bet's not going to cover that.
Well, one of your big moments, and as you say, it came in this confrontation over the individual mandate. You criticized him for the mandate in Romney Care. He came back at you and said you had an individual mandate in Texas to make sixth grade girls get the HPV vaccine. And he asked, what's the difference?
Well, clearly we had an opt out in that executive order. And the legislature said that they didn't like the way I had gone forward. I agreed with them, and it's not in the state of Texas. So there's a clear difference here. He still is supporting individual mandate, and that's the fact.
Governor, you're spending millions of dollars right now on campaign commercials in Iowa. You are about to launch a 14-day bus tour across the state where you're going to hit 44 cities. As they say in Texas Hold'em, are you all in Iowa?
Well, I'm all in all of those states. It's not just Iowa, but obviously Iowa is the first in the nation. We respect that. And retail politics and going out and sharing with the people of Iowa our plan to get this country back working, how we're going to balance the budget, how we're going to overhaul Washington, D.C. I'm going to talk to them about making Congress a part-time body just like they have here in Iowa. And I can promise you the people of Iowa think Washington is spending too much money. They're spending too much time in town. So make the legislature, or I should say the Congress, like their legislature here, part-time. Let them come home, have a real job, work within the citizens, with the citizens, and have their opportunity to live within the laws that they pass. And America will be a whole lot better off, and I can promise you they'll be spending less money and getting into less mischief in Washington, D.C.
A lot of people do agree with Perry that maybe the first time he struck a chord that makes any sense to a lot of the universe that's involved in the political universe. And how does it match up with your desires or your thoughts? 800-510-8255. Rick Perry in the focus now. Here on CNN on the Sunday morning program, Candy Crowley talks to former Governor John Sununu of New Hampshire about Mitt Romney bet with Perry.
The consensus seems to be, reading some of the analysis, that Newt Gingrich held his own and did very well, and that Mitt Romney made a huge mistake. So I want to start out just by playing for our viewers something that happened last night in the debate between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney.
I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick, and you're simply wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business.
Okay.
This is widely being interpreted as yet another example of Mitt Romney not totally being in touch with the American people. The Democrats are off and running with, what could you do with $10,000? Your response.
Well, look. He used a figure of speech. I think the only thing that will come out of that is remind people about a $500,000 outstanding bill at Tiffany's. Those are not the things you should judge whether somebody should be a president.
They aren't,
but
don't
judge them on
judge
their programs.
Sure, but people do judge. I mean, these little moments get bigger than they are. I will grant you that, but nonetheless, that's what happens. Is this harmful to him, do you think?
Look, you have the same thing happen to poor Rick Perry. I think Rick Perry would make a decent president, but to have him judged by a 30-second senior moment is as silly as as unwise as judging people on the basis of a 30-second quip or a response in a debate. You've got to go to the issues. This country has big problems. We have a jobs problem. We have a president that's doing nothing on jobs. I think what Mitt Romney did last night was focus on jobs, and I think that's the right place to go.
John Sununu talking to Candy Crowley about Mitt Romney, who he seems to favor over Rick Perry. It sure sounds that way. I don't know if Sununu, he's an important political figure in New Hampshire, and that's an important primary, whether he's endorsed Governor Romney or not. My bet is that he has. What about you? Who are you endorsing at this point? Are you enjoying this wrestling match back and forth? Who's getting the most time? Who deserves the most time? Who deserves the most attention? Who deserves your affection? We continue to request your input at 800-510-8255, or you can send email to me, Doug at DougStephan.com. There are plenty of people who are focused on Iowa, and we'll spend some time on that in just a moment here on the Countdown.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you
friends,
sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying, and so you use memories and sensations.
Now this, you know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits, and Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
The GOP presidential race contenders, as they appear on the Sunday morning programs, which is fodder for conversation over the weekend and today, from CBS, Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation talks to Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who's seen plenty of all the Republicans, but he still isn't ready to support any of them.
Who do you think won that debate?
Well, I could not pick a winner, Bob. I walked in there and I looked at all the candidates on the stage and I kind of checked them mentally and I decided I liked them all. When the debate was over, I liked them all more. I did expect that it would be a political king of the hill type of a debate with Newt Gingrich on top of the hill and Romney fairly high up in the polls, and I thought the shots would come from the wings on them. Some of that happened, and we'll see how much that resonates as this discussion goes through Iowans.
Well, you know, you had said at kind of the beginning of all of this that you did plan to give an endorsement to someone, but this week you told the Washington Post, and I think these are your words, no full-spectrum conservative has emerged in the field. Does that mean you may not endorse?
Well, it doesn't mean they're not out there. It's the emergence definition is the question. And I'll just be, you know, straight honest with you on what's going on inside of me. And that is I have to come to a conviction. Just like these candidates come to a conviction to run for president, I need to come to a conviction to get fully behind a single candidate. And so that's what's holding me back. I hope to get there. Well, and I will tell you that there's another breadth to this that I think needs to be addressed. And that is the big picture of America's economic situation, the size and the scope of our debt, what we're going to do about that. Can one of these candidates actually sell the tough medicine that we're going to have to take to get this country fixed before we go off the cliff? And then will they be able to sell that to the American people so that that mandate can actually get this done?
Well,
I hope that we can get to that point before this is over, Bob.
Could you see yourself endorsing Michelle Bachmann? I mean, I would guess she's conservative enough for you.
Michelle and I fit right down the same issue after issue. We've worked together on repealing Obamacare. I'm one of the first ones to sign on her repeal of Dodd-Frank legislation. There are many things we've done together. And the answer to that is yes, but I haven't come to the conviction. And so that's what holds me back, Bob.
Why is Romney having such a hard time? He has a great resume as a businessman and all of that. He's obviously a good, strong person of good character, and yet there just seems to be a large segment of the Republican Party that, for want of a better phrase, just doesn't like him. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a hard thing to measure. I've watched Mitt Romney in this state now for about 5 years. He built a good organization in this state 4 years ago and a good media organization. That hasn't happened to the extent this year. But I think Mitt Romney was unjustly marked down for his religion last time. I hope that's not happening this time. He's a better candidate this time than he was 4 years ago. But sometimes you can measure all the pieces, where they are on issues and how they are on debate, and the list of those things goes on. But sometimes it's just an intangible, and I don't know that Iowans have warmed up to him in the fashion that one would think, given his positions on the issues.
Positions on the issues, that's what we're focusing on here. More issues, more positions coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid. Extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With more on the show, the focus on the presidential GOP contenders, 800-510-8255. We've been listening to Sunday morning programs, which are pretty good for sparking conversation either over the weekend, Sunday shows that are done live on some of the local stations, we get them. And we also have an anticipation that during the week, some of what comes out on the Sunday morning programs will be fodder for conversation. As an example of that, from NBC's Meet the Press, host David Gregory here talks to political analysts Chuck Todd and Lisa Myers about the GOP debate and the battle, especially between Romney and Gingrich.
Chuck Todd, where are we?
Well, first of all, those are a couple of nimble debaters. They are pretty good. I think we have seen, if this is the final two, when they're one-on-one debates, or even if it's the three of them, Ron Paul shows that he can give as well as he can take. It's going to be an interesting, long primary campaign if it indeed goes long. But I tell you, obviously what we're seeing in the polls, it's instructive that Newt Gingrich brought up 1994, because that is his key strength. And it is Romney's key weakness, because what was Newt Gingrich doing in October of 94? He was leading a conservative revolution. That's the one big memory. And as I had a Romney person tell me this, that every negative they've been trying to throw at Newt, they realize you can't just use one, because he has that pristine memory in the minds of conservative voters. Well, you know what? He did it. And what was Mitt Romney doing in October of 1994? Basically saying, I'm not really a Republican, Massachusetts voters. Don't worry, I'm not that conservative. I'm not even sure if I voted for Reagan or for Bush or who I was for back in the 80s.
Right.
So it's interesting that Newt brings up that moment, because I think it's a clear ideological contrast.
Lisa Myers.
Well, I think clearly Governor Romney needed to blunt Newt Gingrich's momentum last night, and he didn't accomplish that. This is Newt Gingrich's wheelhouse. Verbal combat. No one is better at it. No one enjoys it more. You know, the key for him is not to appear too mean, not to go totally off message, and he didn't, neither happened to him last night. So it was a very successful evening for him. You know, unfortunately, I think for Governor Romney, the clip that will be played a lot is him trying to make the $10,000 bet. Well, the median annual income in Iowa is only about $50,000. So a $10,000 bet is pretty extraordinary. In fairness, we should point out that Newt Gingrich had a similar moment not that long ago when he said he really didn't need to lobby because he was making so much money on speeches, charging $60,000 for a speech. So both Republican candidates have given Democrats good material for an ad in the fall.
Like they were all perfect, huh? All right, let's get to radio host Kevin Whalen and Brian Henchy talking about the pluses and minuses from that debate this weekend.
The big story coming out of the debate, as far as I could tell, was that Newt didn't do anything stupid. He didn't fly off the handle. He didn't show his arrogance or his ego too much and pretty much escaped. I know you had a chance to watch the debate, Brian. What was your take on last night?
Yeah, I've actually watched it one and a half times now, and I loved watching the first 45 minutes. The first 45 minutes were good. The rest of the hour and 50 minutes of the debate was more boredom. The winners are, of course, usually the people who didn't actually watch. And, of course, the highlights were pretty good. The whole Mitt Romney line trying to do a bet. It's unfortunate that Mitt Romney did not say, I will bet you $10,000 to your favorite charity, whether or not, you know, what you're claiming I said, I actually said. And I think if he added that little bit to a charity, instead of just making it sound like it was,
It's walking around money?
It's my bet versus your bet kind of thing. I think if they had, if he had just said to your favorite charity, I think that would have, like, kind of changed the entire essence of the whole moment. It's like, how can you criticize somebody who wants to donate $10,000 to a charity?
Pretty good question. Right? Well, how do you criticize somebody who wants to give? Is $10,000 above the average Iowan's idea of what a good bet is? Probably. But is too much being made out of this? Yeah, probably. More from the debate, more about the candidates. The GOP race is what we're talking about here this morning on The Countdown.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.25%, APR 3.59%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Mortgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day.
Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Doug stepping back again, second half hour of today's, this hour anyway. We have 2 hours a day during the week and 3 hours on the weekend to review the hot hits and talk radio, reviewing sometimes 2, 3, 4 a day and always 10 on the weekend. Certainly today, the number one issue, the GOP debate and the GOP racers, if you will. And that brings us around to an examination by radio host Esme Murphy. Here he talks to political analyst Dave Schultz about Newt Gingrich becoming the front runner and the important role that the debates have, at least to this point, played.
It appears that there's just absolutely no question now that Newt Gingrich is the front runner.
There is, because to me the critical thing now, of course, is not just simply where the numbers are, but is that translating over into what we think will be the ground war, which is actually delivering the vote. I mean, how does his sort of get out the vote or his actual ground war starting to look at this point in Iowa?
Iowa this year, this season, has really hinged on debate performances. Why did Michelle Bachmann rocket to the top earlier in the election cycle? Because of a very strong performances in a couple of debates.
Right.
Why did Herman Cain do so well? Debates.
Yeah.
But consistently, who has been there in the debates with the command of the facts and seemingly able to trump everybody, and no pun intended, and go directly after the president? It is Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, well, Gingrich is, I think, he's always had a substance to him right from the first debates. The problem was always that at one level he was so acerbic, but acerbic mostly towards the media, and maybe that worked. Maybe in the end, kicking the media, this doesn't hurt you in some circles, but he always sort of had kind of that acerbicness, which was hurting him for, would seem like it was hurting him for a while, but now, it doesn't seem to be. So I think he always had the substance that was there, but there were others who just seem to be able to deliver the message or their message much more eloquently than he was doing.
Right. And I guess to a certain extent, I mean, people have embraced the aspect of redemption. And I do think it plays a lot better if you are honest about it and say, hey, this is it. This is the way it was.
Yeah, I think that's one thing going for it. I think it's clearly true. He's got a good script growing. The other thing is that, in part, you know, besides the fact that he's benefiting from Romney, who has no real sort of passion or pizzazz, and he's benefiting, of course, in part from the implosion of the other candidates, but Gingrich, in some sense, is, as I described him, Mr. Reliable. You know, he was there with the Contract for America. He was there with the impeachment of Clinton. You know, I mean, in the end, a lot of those conservatives know him. He's been there. I mean, so add to that the fact that he's now running a narrative of redemption of himself. And Mr. Reliable is the person who people are coalescing around now, as opposed to Mr. Inevitable, you know, which is what Mitt Romney has always described himself as.
All right. 800-510-8255 here to participate in the discussion and debate. Roger is in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Go ahead, Roger. You have a focus on Mr. Romney, do you?
Yes, I do. I think Romney has the same problem that Al Smith had when he got beat because he was Catholic. And the reason I say that is because he was not as convincing as Kennedy. And when Kennedy said he believed in the United States of America first and being a Catholic second, I believed him as a voter. And I voted for Kennedy as a result of that. But I don't get the same feeling about Romney.
So is that personally you would not vote for it? You don't feel strongly enough that...
I wouldn't vote for or against a person on the basis of their religion. But you're going to find this, it's going to develop farther when he starts getting down in the deep south where your religion means a lot more. Romney's going to have a big hill to climb. And Iowa is just the tip of the iceberg as far as Romney's concerned. And it has nothing to do with his managerial ability. It has nothing to do with his honesty. It starts with an R and ends with an N, and it's called religion, baby, religion.
This is kind of a sad comment on America, isn't it, that we would have people who are that narrow-minded that they would think that that would disqualify this guy. If you don't have him running, does the Republican Party have to wait out another 4 years? Do you think that Gingrich, if he becomes the standard-bearer, can beat Obama?
I'm afraid, I hate to repeat all the stuff I've heard on television, but I do agree that Gingrich is hauling a lot of baggage behind him, and he's convincing people that he's a different person. But, you know, it's like the zebra who said, I changed my stripes.
Yeah, doesn't happen. Okay, sir, thank you. Bob in Memphis listening to KWAM. Yes, sir, go ahead. You're on the countdown.
The guy I told you last week, I agree with you most of the time. You made a statement a while ago, and I'm going to totally paraphrase what you said because I don't want to misquote you. One of the talk show hosts you played they were talking about the $10,000 bet and Gingrich saying he got $60,000 a speech, and you made the statement, and I agree with you on this, that that's kind of overplay to be talking about that. But I did think of this. Whether it's justified or not, the Republican Party is called the party of the rich by a lot of people. And I think
that's what it's called. Look at some of the people who are donating to the Democratic Party and then understand.
No. Wait, you don't know where I'm going with this, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Oh, no, I know where you're going, what you're saying, and I agree. But because people have that, whether it's justified or not, view of the Republican Party, I don't think the candidates are doing themselves any good to stand up and make $10,000 bets and say I make $60,000 a speech. I think it fuels that fire of whether it's justified or not, that the Republicans are the party of the rich.
Yep, so, I think you may have made a point. Yep, you made a good point. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Input on the weekend discussions and debates on television, the debate itself, and where we're going with it this week. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman, who has Newt Gingrich in his sights. They talk about Gingrich and the issue of marital infidelity in this clip from his program.
One of the questions that came up obviously had to do with fidelity. I mean, in light of Herman Cain dropping out of the race because of allegations of infidelity, and the issue of infidelity having been brought up with Newt Gingrich before, because, I mean, he's the elephant in the room when that comes up. Because everybody knows that Newt Gingrich is on his third wife right now. Hopefully for him and for her, it's his last. But he started an affair with his second wife while he was still married to the first. And then he started an affair with his third wife when he was married to the second. Playa! Come on! So this is now Rick Perry talking about his view of whether or not marital infidelity has any play, has any impact on who should be president.
I think the voters are wise enough to figure that one out. I've always kind of been of the opinion that if you cheat on your wife, you'll cheat on your business partner. So I think that issue of fidelity is important. I mean, it's a characteristic of which people look at individuals, whether it's in their business lives or whether it's in their personal lives or whether it's picking someone to serve in public office for them. Individuals who have been fidelity with their spouse, I think that sends a very powerful message. If you will cheat on your wife, if you will cheat on your spouse, then why wouldn't you cheat on your business partner? Or why wouldn't you cheat on anybody for that matter?
Now, before we get to Newt Gingrich's response to that, Michelle Bachmann tried to come up with the whole Newt Romney thing and try to put some momentum behind that. This is going to be what Rick Perry is remembered for.
If you will cheat on your wife, if you will cheat on your spouse, then why wouldn't you cheat on your business partner? Or why wouldn't you cheat on anybody for that matter?
Now, that's a great line. That's a great line for Rick Perry to launch right at Newt Gingrich, but he's able to deflect at least a little bit, Newt is, by coming out as this humble guy. He's a grandpa. He's a grandpa. He plays that up a little bit in the comment that I'm going to play for you here in a second. But remember, he is a guy who has been married three times. I think of all the other people who are up there, they've only been married five times. So he's got the majority of marriages, I guess you could say, of the people who were on the stage last night. And he's able to pass this off, not ignore the question, but he's able to pass off in what I think is a pretty surprising way.
Speaker Gingrich, what do voters need to know about this issue from your perspective?
Well, first of all, I think it's a real issue. I think people have to look at the person to whom they're going to loan the presidency. And they have the right to ask every single question. They have to have a feeling that this is a person that they can trust with the level of power we give to the presidency. I think that's a very, very important issue. And I think people have to render judgment. In my case, I said up front openly, I've made mistakes at times. I've had to go to God for forgiveness. I've had to seek reconciliation. But I'm also a 68-year-old grandfather, and I think people have to measure who I am now and whether I'm a person they can trust. And all I can tell you is that, you know, I am delighted at the way people have been willing to look at who I am, to look at what my record has been, and the amount of support we're getting from the American people and from all across the state of Iowa, the number of people who are supportive of a candidacy of real change and a record of real change.
Now, I was surprised at his response. I was surprised that he came out and said, yes, it is an issue that is in play. It is something that voters have a right to ask questions of. I'm surprised because of his record, he probably is going to have the hardest time defending his marriage record, much more so than any of the other people on the stage. And I originally thought, going into that question and going into the debate last night, that he was going to be very defensive about it. And he wasn't. He was very humble. And he said, yes, I have made mistakes. He says he went to God for forgiveness. I'm assuming he went to his wives for forgiveness as well, because I'm sure he's paying them nicely to forgive him every single month. But the fact that he was able to come out and say, yes, it is an issue, yes, it is in play, and yes, it should be a question that is asked to people, really surprised me. And I thought he handled it very well.
A lot of surprises, well, maybe not a lot, but some, and that's good because it keeps all of us interested in those who are GOP contenders. So we'll wrap up our coverage of that and get to the fast and furious problem. Eric Holder et al. And this administration and your calls at 800-510-8255 as the countdown moves along.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg telling you not to wait and see. How many of us have said to ourselves, you know what, I'm just going to wait and see what opportunities come along. Now, let's really think about that. Wait and see what opportunities come along? Well, guess what? You'll be sitting there all day. You'll be sitting there all night. Incidentally, you'll be sitting there your entire life. Because we could never wait and see for what opportunities come along. There's two things we must do. We must create those opportunities, and we must go out and seek those opportunities. We must be in front of the pack. We must be the ones, you must be the ones, that wake up every day you do something by saying, there's an opportunity for me. I'm going after it. I've just created an opportunity. There's an opportunity for me today and in my life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
This is Doug Steffen with the Daily Review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. Certainly over the past week or so, we've returned to the discussion and debate about Fast and Furious, which, if you don't remember, was created by a regional ATF office in Arizona back in 2009 to allow U.S. officials to follow gun smuggling trails in order to ensnare not just smugglers, but also major cartel bosses as well. U.S. authorities, however, lost track of the 2,000 guns bought from U.S. gun shops by the various cartel straw buyers, weapons that since have been traced to at least 300 murder scenes in Mexico and linked to the deaths of two U.S. agents as well. And apparently everybody knew that Mr. Holder was involved in this and knew what was going on. So what do you think? Where do we go from here with this 800-510-TALK? Dave in Ohio, go ahead.
I've watched part of what I could see about it. I've watched, and it seems like the same thing that's been going on for a very long time in our government, that they go in there and basically, if me as an average citizen or anybody else went into a court of law and pretty much told a judge that he would pretty much put us in contempt of court and probably get more charges. This man seems like he's lying because he said, well, no one's asked simple questions like, well, who's in charge of this program? No one asked simple questions, and he basically gave us the runaround because mostly a lot of people in the government like him. He's a lawyer. He knows what to say and how to say it, so he's basically not going to get himself in trouble. And that's why pretty much Congress has an approval rating of maybe 10% if they're, you know, lucky on a good day. And pretty much what's going to come down to, what it always does, somebody's going to get thrown under the bus. This is going to get swept away. Something else is going to come in the news, and all the news is going to do is talk about that, and most people are going to forget about this. Now,
all right, so under the circumstances, Mr. Holder, who, by the way, if you didn't remember, was a former Reagan judicial appointee. Did you know he worked in the Reagan administration when he was younger? He certainly has angered conservatives and gun right activists and Tea Party adherents, for, among other things, proposing to put terrorists on trial in civilian courts, including in New York. Well, he's mishandled this, and nobody seems to like him. More calls from you at 800-510-8255 in a few moments on the countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Fast and Furious problem, the debate over it, with some of your calls at 800-510-8255. Eric Holder in the spotlight, who steadfastly denies that he knew anything about the details of Fast and Furious, even as the operation is slowly built into the biggest test yet of his political survival skills. A steady stream of Fast and Furious revelations has turned the Holder Justice Department into a symbol to some people of just more failures of the Obama administration. So it's a botched operation. Keith in Pennsylvania seems to agree with that. Go ahead, sir.
This is a classic example of why the federal government messes everything up, or how they mess everything up, and they should, instead of regulating people, regulate themselves. Which I'm sure if Ron Paul becomes president, and he should, he'll fix that. But, you know, the war on drugs is causing the violence. The, you know, trying to stop that is creating more violence. And, you know, the war on guns and gun control, that is, you know, that's just fueling it even further. So, you know, it's not the people, it's the government, and they need to check themselves and stop wasting all this money. It's a universal problem throughout the whole federal government.
You won't get an argument from me, Keith, along those lines. 800-510-8255, another classic screw-up. Reggie in Louisiana, your thoughts on this, please.
I watched some of the hearing about it for about a year myself. But a lot of that that we see concerning Fast and Furious, it's been going on for years, not just within the last 5 years. In Fast and Furious, somebody else also way below the Attorney General of the United States had knowledge of that particular operation other than Attorney General Eric Holder. I think the impact of it is the United States need to control their laws regarding guns and crack down on it here in the United States, and they won't get to Mexico.
800-510-8255. We need to control our guns and make stronger gun laws so this kind of thing doesn't happen. Which kind of thing are you talking about? Here's Anthony, who doesn't think Eric Holder is getting a fair shake. Go ahead, sir.
I'm calling in reference to Representative Issa and his basically lynching and grilling of DOJ leader Holder. This is about transparency. If this is about international transparency and the uses of weapons on our borders, and the trading of weapons to agents that support us, and whether it be drug trafficking or any other type of international assault upon our land, there's only so much transparency that the Justice Department is going to be able to expose. But this representative of Issa, with his approach to it, they're willing to have him, Representative Holder, expose information that the public is not supposed to even be getting wind of, in order to just put his reputation, put his job, and put everything about the Department of Justice out to the general public, when we don't really want to know.
All right, sir, thank you for calling in. 800-510-8255. Are you outraged about this, public outrage from the average American? Most people that I've heard don't understand why their very own government would intentionally allow criminals to illegally buy weapons for trafficking into Mexico. Doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Here's Marcus listening in Maryland.
I'm 23 years old. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm African-American. I'm already sure what the Democrats are going to say on this subject. Pretty much it started with Bush. I'm already sure what the Republicans are going to say, that Obama's mess. But the real issue is the war on drugs. 40,000 or 50,000 people died in Mexico along the border on this failed war. And what are they dying of? A plant, some synthetic drugs. My brother, he just joined the Baltimore City Police Force. And I'm scared for his life because he could be chasing a kid who has, I don't know, a dime bag or two dime bags of weed on him. And the kid could put his life and other people's life in danger.
How do you follow that up? And by the way, to be fair, no evidence has emerged tying Holder directly to Fast and Furious. He's been criticized because he didn't seem to have a handle on it, but nobody's tied him directly. He didn't give a gun to anybody. I guess that's the bottom line.